I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by CECOM. I'm pleased to welcome Marius Bergenau. He's the Chief Information Officer at CECOM for a wide-ranging discussion on his role and cloud computing and many other things we're going to touch on in the podcast today. So, Marius, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for chatting to us.
Hi, Duncan. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. Tell me a bit about what your role entails as CIO of CECOM.
So, yeah, thank you. My role at CECOM as CIO is a little bit diverse. It's a little bit not the traditional kind of CIO role that you might imagine. So in addition to all of the traditional kind of functions of keeping the lights on for the organization, making sure that everyone has the right technology and tools to be able to perform their functions, making sure that all of our systems are stable and available and secure, and making sure that we have the right architecture in place to support the business, not just right now, but also in the future as the business model changes. I'm also responsible for CECOM's cloud business and cloud offering. And that's the part that's not traditionally a CIO role, you know, to have a P&L in the business. But I'm actually quite enjoying that, and it, you know, it makes my conversations with the rest of the organization far more strategic, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I've always wondered what the specific challenges are of a CIO in a technology organization where you have a lot of techies, where probably the majority of the organization are very IT savvy. Does it make your job easier or harder?
You know, both. I think for the most part, easier, because, you know, you don't have to spend so much time trying to explain, you know, some of the first principles of technology and technology operations. I think people instinctively understand those things then. It also makes it easier because, you know, there's just so much additional thinking going around in what we should be doing, how we should be employing the technology. You know, that, so that helps a lot. I think that the biggest, you know, challenge is what I would call citizen development. You know, in this day and age, you know, everyone has the ability to develop their own apps, develop their own, you know, sources of data. They consume data in a very distributed way. And it kind of makes governance a little bit more difficult, makes, you know, the it creates a lot of moving parts, you know, that that need to be managed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So CECOM Cloud, I think everyone knows CECOM as a provider of undersea connectivity, and more recently it's expanded. It's offering a terrestrial fiber infrastructure as well, as and of course it's now in the ISP business as well through CECOM Business, and recently launched a consumer ISP too. I don't think it's as well known yet that CECOM has a cloud business as well. Tell us a bit about CECOM Cloud, how long it's been around and what it does.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, before I joined CECOM last year, you know, that was my sort of go-to view as well, that CECOM is well known for its submarine system and the traffic that it carries there. But CECOM is actually a far more diverse, you know, telco service provider, and as you mentioned, now in the consumer space as well with the WonderNet brand. The cloud business has been around for about 7 or 8 years in CECOM. In fact, as a came as part of a you know, an acquisition or a merger quite some time ago, and it has been flying, you know, under the radar for most of that time. Hasn't really been actively promoted as an offering, but we have quite a substantial customer base in the mid-market segment there around CECOM Cloud. And in fact, it was rebranded sort of just internally. It used to be called Pomoja in the past. That's a name that people might recognize. But we refer to it now as CECOM Cloud to be consistent with the brand. And the business has been just organically growing nicely year on year for the, you know, since inception. But as I said, it's been flying pretty much under the radar for a bit, you know?
So you say a lot of mid-market customers. Is that your specific target market?
That is the market where we feel that we can leverage the value proposition the best. You know, we already have a lot of customers in our CECOM business in that segment of the market. And I think that is where the opportunity for migration to cloud of certain workloads exists for the most part. I think, the really, really large corporates, we've seen in some instances are deploying their own cloud solutions on the back of, an Azure instance or something like that. And I think that the really large multinationals and corporates would probably be far more interested in deploying on something like AWS or Azure here. So we believe that that there's a mid-market opportunity that's underserved at the moment.
So what infrastructure does CECOM operate? Do you have your own data center? Do you operate out of one of these large data centers elsewhere? What does the infrastructure on the ground look like?
Yeah, so in fact, we operate out of a number of different data centers, but all in around one cloud offering, one cloud management environment, and completely geo-redundant around South Africa. We also have a small instance that extends into Kenya just to deliver services closer to where the end customers are. So we're completely geographically redundant and obviously on the back of our own CECOM, terrestrial fiber network, which gives us the kind of access speed and differentiation that we need.
Yeah. So targeting the mid-market, what are some of the solutions that you offer through CECOM Cloud?
We basically offer two offerings. The first one is an infrastructure as a service offering, which essentially means that our customers can host their own applications on our infrastructure, but they are responsible for maintaining, the applications on that infrastructure, the operating system, the database environment, things like that. But we maintain the environment, the infrastructure, the connectivity, the security, things like that. And then in addition to that, we offer software as a service solutions, primarily in the backup as a service domain, security as a service domain. So very specific niche software as a service offerings.
Okay. All right, good. So the world has changed, Marius, in the last few months since the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown we've seen here in South Africa and around the world, and, of course, the work-from-home measures that have been introduced. In your view, how has the role of the cloud, to use that nebulous term, changed since March?
Duncan, from our perspective, firstly, I think internally, there's just how we've experienced it internally as an organization. Fortunately, we are, as CECOM, we are also a tenant on our own cloud infrastructure. So 90% of our applications and tools are deployed on CECOM Cloud, and that has made it really easy for us to allow everybody to go home, work from home, and still access all of those applications and systems and tools as if they were in our physical office. So that was, and I'm talking everything from collaboration tools to, ERP systems and CRM systems and office automation systems. So that, I think without that, it would have been, quite a scramble to get everybody to access different platforms on different, environments, whether, on-premise infrastructure or cloud-based. And I think, our customers who have their key applications and key systems deployed in our cloud have experienced pretty much the same thing, and in fact we've seen increased demand for specific workloads and specific applications to be moved to cloud to make them more accessible.
Well, what's some specific examples there?
So essentially, a lot of it is around you know, moving some of the security type type applications onto cloud where it's centrally managed. We've seen big demand also for business continuity type services like backup.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, I guess the use case is that, you know, if you don't have people in the office looking after your physical infrastructure and you know, running around making sure systems are up and backups are getting done, the most practical option is to move that to a cloud environment.
Right. So when the lockdown struck, Seacom was pretty much able to carry on smoothly with all your staff working from home.
Pretty much. We've had one or two issues where people had didn't have good connectivity at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but we were able to quickly address that. And in fact, you know, our own FTDH service has really helped with that as well. So we were able to provide fiber services. We still do have some people that are on wireless services, which is not always the greatest experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, it was pretty seamless for us.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So let's talk a bit about, you know, I think a lot of companies are now talking, they were talking digital transformation before the lockdown, but it's become a bit of an imperative more recently as a result of the work from home measures. And I think many companies, in fact, the joke that goes around is that COVID-19 has done more than anything else to accelerate discussions around digital transformation in corporate South Africa. And I'm sure you're having more and more discussions with your clients about digital transformation and how they can companies can ready themselves, not just for this crisis, but for what comes next. What, in your view, do companies need to consider before adopting the cloud? Can it be done on a piecemeal basis, or is this something that your whole organization needs to do in one go?
Well, Duncan, I think that you know in this journey, and you're quite right. I think a lot of organizations have realized that, you know, they need to accelerate their digital transformation journeys, and as a result of this pandemic and the consequences thereof. For me, the key thing is to be very, very specific and circumspect about the processes that you want to digitize, and to have a really good and deep understanding of the processes that create value in the organization, and to focus on those processes first and the applications and systems that support those processes. I think the other consideration is to have a really deep understanding of the applications and the architecture of those applications and systems that that are cloud ready or not cloud ready, and what is the work that needs to be done to migrate workloads and processes and automation to cloud infrastructure.
And you shouldn't necessarily be going cloud for everything. You need to do this where it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely correct. You know, I think the picture has changed a lot. You know, in the past, people would say, well, you know, my ERP system is running on infrastructure in my office, in my own, you know, data center. It is, you know, too big to move. The disruption to the business will be too big. But organizations are starting to reconsider that and are starting to understand that the benefits outweigh the risks on migration to cloud.
But it sounds like the message is don't rush into this. Understand why you're doing it and what you're hoping to achieve at the end of the day. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it because you're panicking over work from home measures and lockdown and COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything has to be considered and planned, and you know, the risks around cloud or you know, any large scale project managed very, very carefully, and that's why planning, you know, plan more before you just rush into it. You know, and I think in that sense, you know, Seacom has deep experience in those projects and can assist our customers in this journey.
Maurice, before I let you go, let's talk a bit about security. I think a lot of companies, probably in the medium, in the mid-market specifically, are probably a bit quite worried about information security and privacy and data protection and all that sort of thing. And of course, we have regulations like Europe's GDPR. We've just seen the implementation of the Protection of Personal Information Act in South Africa. What are some of the considerations that companies need to take into account when they are considering a cloud strategy and migrating some of their processes into the cloud? What do they need to know?
Duncan, I think the first thing is to understand, you know, firstly, where the data lives, how it moves around systems and infrastructure, who has access to that data, and how that access is monitored and controlled. So I think there's a lot around governance. There's a lot around privileged access management that needs to be considered. And then, you know, as you peel the onion, so to say, you know, understand, you know, is the data accessible? Is there any personal information that is accessible? Who's accessing it? You know, whether it's internally into the organization, whether it's through third party service providers that might be accessing that data, and how do you mitigate the access to, you know, let's say the unauthorized access to that data. And that starts at the application level. It's at the, you know, at the cloud access level. It's even on the network transport layer. In that sense, CECOM Cloud is very secure, as we also a consumer of our own connectivity infrastructure. So the same services, security services that we provide to our customers as CECOM as an organization, we benefit from that as well.
All right, Marius, the world has certainly changed, and I think the discussions you're going to be having with your clients over the months and years ahead are going to be quite different to the ones you were having pre-COVID. Interesting times ahead. Marius Berger is Chief Information Officer of CECOM and is also the company's Head of Cloud. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Duncan, thanks very much.